Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Space to Grow, Unlocking the Final Economic Frontier by Matthew Weinzierl frames outer space as a practical arena for economic growth rather than a distant backdrop for science fiction. Drawing on the author's background in economics and policy, the book connects today's accelerating commercial activity in orbit and beyond with core questions societies face on Earth. Who owns what? How markets function when property rights are unclear, how to balance innovation with safety, and how public institutions should respond when private capabilities advance quickly. Weinzierl presents space as a frontier where choices made early can shape outcomes for decades, influencing competition, cooperation, and the distribution of benefits. The book positions economics as a toolkit for designing better rules, incentives, and governance, from satellite services and launch markets to exploration and resource use. In doing so, it invites readers to see space not only as a technological challenge, but also as an organizational and policy challenge, with high stakes for prosperity and security. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, space as an economic frontier, not just a scientific one. A central theme is the shift from space as a predominantly government-led endeavor to a mixed ecosystem where private firms, investors, and entrepreneurs play decisive roles. The book treats this transition as an economic inflection point. Costs fall, access increases, and new markets become feasible, especially in satellites, communications, remote sensing, and launch services. Weinzierl emphasizes that the most important questions are not only about engineering, but also about incentives and institutions. When entry becomes cheaper, competition can intensify, but so can congestion and risk. The frontier metaphor matters because frontiers historically generate rapid innovation alongside disputes over rights and responsibility. Space offers similar dynamics, but with unique constraints, extreme environments, high fixed costs, and shared orbits. By placing space activity in a familiar economic narrative, the book helps readers understand why today's developments are more than isolated breakthroughs. They are early signals of a broader economic domain. This framing encourages readers to evaluate opportunity with clear categories: value creation, externalities, public goods, and long-time horizons. It also clarifies why policy choices made now can determine whether growth is broad-based and sustainable or fragile and conflict-prone. Secondly, property rights, ownership, and the problem of governance. The book highlights that economic growth depends on predictable rules, especially around ownership and enforcement. Space complicates this because existing international frameworks emphasize non-appropriation while still allowing commercial activity in various forms. Weinzierl explores the resulting tension. Firms need confidence to invest, but overly aggressive claims can trigger disputes and undermine cooperation. The challenge is designing governance that supports entrepreneurship without turning the commons into a free-for-all. Key concepts include property rights, liability, contracting, and regulatory clarity. In orbital environments, governance is not only about who owns a resource, but also about who bears the cost when actions harm others, such as interference, debris creation, or hazardous proximity operations. The book encourages thinking in institutional design terms: which decisions should be national, which should be international, and which can be handled through industry standards and private ordering. It also points to the importance of credible commitment. Investors and innovators need confidence that rules will not shift abruptly, while the public needs assurance that safety, security, and long-run access are protected. This topic provides a practical lens for understanding why legal and economic architecture may matter as much as rockets and robots. Thirdly, markets, competition, and the new space industrial base. Weinzierl examines how markets form in space and how industrial structure evolves as commercialization accelerates. Launch providers, satellite operators, data analytics firms, and emerging in space services compete, partner, and integrate. The book uses economic reasoning to interpret this landscape. Economies of scale, learning curves, network effects, and platform dynamics can produce winners, but may also create bottlenecks. Competition policy and procurement design become especially important because governments remain major customers and regulators. The way agencies buy services can shape innovation incentives, market entry, and resilience of supply chains. The book also points to the strategic dimension. Space capabilities have national security implications, so purely market-driven outcomes may not align with public objectives. Readers are guided to consider when subsidies, prizes, public-private partnerships, or standards can help overcome market failures, and when they risk distorting incentives or entrenching incumbents. Another key idea is uncertainty. Space ventures face technical, regulatory, and demand uncertainty, which influences financing and risk sharing. By mapping these forces, the book helps explain why some segments consolidate while others fragment, and why sustainable growth depends on more than headline-making launches. It depends on robust demand, reliable contracts, and a competitive ecosystem that can innovate while managing systemic risk. Fourthly, externalities, orbital debris, congestion, and safety as economic problems. A major economic lesson in the book is that many of the most pressing space challenges are externalities, costs imposed on others that markets do not automatically price. Orbital debris and congestion are primary examples. When a satellite operator launches without sufficiently accounting for collision risk or end-of-life disposal, the resulting hazards affect every other actor using the same orbital regions. WineCRL frames this as a governance and incentive problem. Without clear rules, monitoring, and enforcement, rational actions by individual firms can collectively degrade the environment. The book encourages policy tools familiar from environmental economics and regulation adapted to space. These include liability regimes, licensing requirements, bonding or insurance mechanisms, and shared tracking infrastructure. It also underscores measurement and transparency. Effective management depends on credible data about conjunction risk, operator behavior, and compliance. Safety is presented as an enabler of growth, not a constraint that inevitably slows progress. Well-designed standards can increase confidence, reduce catastrophic tail risks, and lower long-run costs. The book also highlights coordination challenges because orbits are international commons and operators vary widely in capability. This topic gives readers a structured way to think about sustainable space operations, align private incentives with collective outcomes, create predictable expectations, and treat stewardship as part of the economic foundation for the entire space economy. Lastly, long-term value, exploration, resources, and the distribution of benefits. Beyond near-term satellite services, the book considers the long arc of value creation from exploration, potential resource utilization, and new infrastructure. WineCRL approaches these ambitions with economic realism. Large payoffs may exist, but timelines are long and uncertainty is high. This makes financing difficult and increases the role of public investment, patient capital, and credible rules for future claims and access. The book also raises the distribution question: who gains from space growth and how can benefits be shared while still rewarding innovators? That includes discussion of public goods like scientific knowledge and planetary defense, and of spillovers back to Earth such as technology transfer, productivity gains, and improved connectivity. Another aspect is intergenerational trade-offs. Decisions about stewardship and governance affect future users and future markets, so short-term profit-seeking should be balanced with long-run access. The book invites readers to consider frameworks that can keep incentives aligned over time, clear norms, transparent institutions, and mechanisms to reduce conflict. It also encourages thinking about cooperation as an economic asset. International collaboration can lower costs, pool risk, and expand markets, while geopolitical rivalry can raise duplication and uncertainty. This topic ties the frontier narrative to big questions about prosperity, fairness, and sustainability in an emerging domain. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand the space boom through the lens of economics and policy, including business leaders, investors, students, technologists, and public officials who need a clear framework for decision-making. It will also appeal to space enthusiasts who sense that commercialization is changing everything but want a grounded explanation of what that means beyond hardware. The practical benefit is that it equips readers to think in incentives, institutions, and trade-offs. Instead of treating space outcomes as inevitable, it shows how rules, contracts, liability, and governance shape whether markets thrive, whether safety is maintained, and whether benefits are widely shared. That perspective can improve real-world choices, from how a startup designs compliance and risk management to how policymakers set licensing and procurement. Compared with books that focus mainly on engineering feats, exploration narratives, or company profiles, this one stands out by offering an organizing economic toolkit that travels across topics, from debris to property rights to public-private partnerships. The result is a more durable kind of understanding, useful as the industry evolves. For readers seeking clarity on how the final frontier can become a sustainable economic domain, it is a strong and worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Matthew WineCRL, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.